are listening to the most original talk radio station anywhere. We are LA Talk Radio at latalkradio.com.
You're listening to Mark and Matt Harris, the Tastemakers, right here on LA Talk Radio.
From Mont Blanc, France, Ho Chi Minh City, to the Amazon, we are the Tastemakers. And yes, that's right, folks, the Amazon. We recently have a follower, a listener, from Sao Paulo, Brazil. Now, granted, that's not direct in the Amazon, but it's close enough.
So that's one great thing about internet radio. You could say whatever you want. Your content can keep everything. We're not regulated, and you can listen to us anywhere on the planet, any day of the any time of the day. So welcome, Sao Paulo.
And the Amazon,
right.
And the, I guess, this might be because of the World Cup, all those big fans down there. Somebody must have mentioned the Tastemakers down there, Mark, so somebody tuned this
Doggone
in.
Doggone Ronaldo.
Are you kidding
Damn
me?
That guy.
Are you kidding? Before we get to our other topics and our sponsorship today and our celebrity birthdays, I just want to say, are you kidding me? We were literally, what, 3 seconds away from advancing?
10 seconds.
From the final 16. Now, we tie, if we move on, fantastic. If we're eliminated, we literally can say we came within 10 seconds of advancing.
But you know what? Wasn't there also some unrestricted timing penalty the other day that added extra 20 seconds on the clock, and they wouldn't have done that?
It was the overage time.
Right.
And they added 5 minutes, and they were saying there should not have been any more than 4 minutes added.
Right, and if they would have just added the overage, and we would have won.
Yeah.
But Well,
it is what it is, right? Everybody's saying we should be glad that we're where we are.
Yeah, but you know what? I hate hearing that. Oh, we should be glad we're just there. Just like, oh, well, you just got nominated. It's not the same.
Yeah.
You're there for a reason. You're there not just to win this. You're there to go all the way.
Yeah. So, I mean, I could care less. 2 weeks ago, we would have been happy to be here. But it doesn't matter. We were literally 10 seconds away from going to the round of 16.
And it was a headshot.
It was a
headshot. Oh, a lot of headshots this year. Love
the headers. Anyhow, Mark, I'd like to say that, you know, our show today is being sponsored by Steamboat Soap Company. And without sponsors like Steamboat Soap Company.
As a matter of fact, what have I got right here?
I'll be darned. That is their lip cream, not lip balm. It's their lip cream.
Yeah.
By the way, SteamboatSoapCompany.com, that is the website if you want to check it out. And one of their slogans is pretty as a pinup.
I know
if you go to the website, it's kind of nostalgic looking, older style photos and what have you. So that would probably be the meaning of their logo, pretty as a pinup.
Yeah.
Since 2006, Mark, 2006, Steamboat Soap Company has been representing mountain lifestyle and the fresh air and wildlife of the and the amazing salts that come with it.
SteamboatSoap.com. Thanks so much for being our sponsor. Everybody get out there and get your – you can either go to the website to get this, or this product is sold in – well, at least Ranch Organics, which is also the sister company of SteamboatSoap.com, is available at Anthropologie stores nationwide and in London.
And from candles to lip cream to lotions and rinse.
Yep.
Steamboat Soap Company.
Thanks so much, Steamboat Soap Company. I'm using your lip cream right now. Yeah.
So let's start the show like we do every week, Mark, with
saying how beautiful it is here out in L.A.?
Well, it always is. I mean,
it's Shangri-La. I don't call it Shangri-La for nothing.
We have to start. I mean, since we've been doing the show, I don't think it's rained once.
That's what we were in a drought here in California and Los Angeles especially. It's as dry as a bone, like the Sahara out here.
In a drought, but my neighbor, I think two of my neighbors, have their sprinklers going on religiously every day for about 10 minutes straight.
Well, do they have it that goes throughout the different sections of the house or the lawn?
Well,
ours go on every day of the week, too. And section's 10 minutes, that section's 10 minutes.
I guess you haven't been following protocol and procedure for the drought. You're supposed to turn off your sprinkler system and do it on occasion, like every other day, not daily.
Not when you've got warm temperatures. If you want to kill your lawn, ahead.
We're in a drought, pal. You can't be watering every day.
I can. I'm not going to lose my lawn. I've got a beautiful lawn.
Well, we are in a drought. You cannot do that every day.
I can, and I am. I will maintain my beautiful lawn.
We are in a drought.
Yeah.
You have to conserve.
Then cut back. I flush my toilet only when I have to, then. That's where I'll conserve.
Your 10-minute shower needs to be cut down to 2.
Done.
Yeah, and you're watering the lawn has to be every other week.
Oh,
it's still going to preserve it's still going to preserve the lawn.
Every
it's
day.
It's going to make the lawn look beautiful
like
it is.
The lawn continues to get watered.
Lush and green, but every other day is all you need.
Not me.
Every other day.
Every day is going to be it, pal.
Well, we have a
sorry.
We have
you
a
can
drought.
Do it every
Happy
day.
Happy birthday to Beyonce Knowles' sister, Solange.
Oh, big deal.
28 today.
Who
and
cares?
What was the deal about her in that elevator with Jay-Z a couple weeks ago?
Mm.
What was that?
A couple
all
weeks
about?
Ago? Was that more like a couple months ago?
A couple weeks, a couple days. Who cares? It wasn't yesterday.
People, the listeners around the world care.
Well, if they care, they know that it wasn't the other day. So what
right.
was that all about?
Well, we still don't
hey,
know.
Did you see the sketch they did on SNL about that?
A month ago?
It was fantastic.
Yeah.
Talk about funny stuff. It was that that one. What's that?
Keenan.
No. Finesse, I think, is the impersonator on the show who does Jay-Z almost to
oh,
the
that
T.
guy. Pharaoh. Pharaoh is his name. His last
Pharaoh,
name is Pharaoh.
Pharaoh Finesse. But anyhow, she's 28 today. How old is Beyonce?
She got to be in her 30s, right?
30s, I don't know.
I'm thinking.
Robert Downey Sr.
Wow.
Not junior, senior.
Yeah?
78 today.
What is his occupation?
I don't know.
What's he famous for?
Being Robert Downey Jr.'s father, I guess. I don't know.
Hmm.
I mean, probably like a
broadcaster. Is he RDJ's father, or is it just Robert Downey Sr.?
It's his father.
Okay.
It's RDJ's father.
Hmm.
Yeah, 78 today.
78.
Yeah, it seems like, let's see, Robert Downey Jr.
He's got to be 50.
Yeah, so that's all right.
Mm-hmm.
That's all right. But, yeah, don't ever, for some reason, I'm thinking he's like some radio broadcaster.
I'm thinking
the
he's
50s.
Like a jazz musician.
Yeah, jazz musician, radio broadcaster from the 50s, or maybe a writer or a journalist,
mm-hmm.
something like that.
I have to research it.
Singer-songwriter, guitarist Jeff Beck is 70 today.
Wow.
Clipper shooting guard J.J. Redick, right out of Duke 10 years ago. He's 30 today.
Mm.
Mick Fleetwood. Mick Fleetwood of
72.
Fleet Mac, 67.
But looking every bit of 72.
Yeah, I was surprised to see 67. I thought it was definitely in the early
70s.
Yeah. Jack Dempsey, world champion boxer, heavyweight champion of the world back in the 19-teens.
Wow.
If he was still alive today, he'd be 119.
He's got a nice bar right across the street from the Empire State
That's
Building.
That's what I hear. I've never been. But
it's called Jack Dempsey's.
Who's collecting all that revenue? Is it family?
I'm not sure who the owner is.
119 he'd be today.
119.
So, somebody just probably bought his name.
Yeah. Well, actually, it's been there since the 40s, I think,
sure,
or the 50s. So I guess he was around back
I mean,
then.
If you go out and stand on the court and you ask, I mean, 10 out of 20 people, I wonder how many people know Jack Dempsey.
Yeah. Well, a lot of kids don't know about World War I. So, I mean, there's a lot of things that people don't know today.
World War I.
Yep.
Oh.
That's right. They did an article about, what's his name? Bill O'Reilly was on the Today Show the other day, and
no
he was
thanks.
Talking about it.
No
and
thanks.
He was saying, yeah, kids don't know anything nowadays. So, if they don't know World War I, they sure as heck don't know Jack Dempsey.
RoboCop, the original RoboCop, Peter Weller.
62.
Oh, boy, you are really struggling today, brother. 67.
Oh, just a few years off.
You're usually on it by 1 or 2
not
years.
Bad, not bad at
two
all.
2 times, you're off by 5.
Not bad
our
at
friend,
all.
Our friend, Michelle Lee from Knott's Landing.
Who's visited our celebrity gifting suites over the
correct.
Years.
I said our friend.
Good.
Michelle Lee.
Speaking of which, her another one of our friends, Donna Mills, took the
Is
stage
her birthday
the other day
too?
At the Daytime Emmy Awards on
all right,
Sunday.
Before we jump the gun a little bit, give it a shot. Michelle Lee, how old?
I'd say 73.
No, 72, pal. 72.
There you go.
72,
very
pal.
Close. Very
72.
Close.
72. Nancy Allen. Oh, the only thing
she's a choreographer, right?
No. She was she's an actress. She co-starred with John Revolting back in 1981.
Oh, I mixed up with Debbie Allen.
Yeah. But anyhow, other than Blowout with John Revolting back in 1981, the only thing I could think of, actually, I can't think of any other movies she's been in.
Well, when you mentioned her name, I thought I got her mixed up with Debbie Allen.
Here's a good one. Al Madero.
Al Madero, no.
Al.
No.
How about if I just said Al?
Well, I worked with an Al for many years.
Right.
Al Blanchard.
As far as television goes, if you were to say, hey, Al,
I
think about it.
I'm thinking about
it. Al's
from
maybe
Happy Days.
There you go. He's 95 today.
Oh, it's the same guy?
Yeah, Al.
Wow. 95, just like Fish. What was his name?
Abe Vigoda.
Abe Vigoda is like 95 or 96.
Yeah.
And the weird thing about this is when he first made the new – or back – he was in Godfather 1 back in 72. And then a couple years later, he was in Barney Miller. He looked like he was in his 70s
sure.
then,
yeah.
at
mm-hmm.
least.
Yeah. And he was just – well, not recently, but a year ago, he was in that Snickers commercial, remember?
Yeah, and he just celebrated his 95th or 96th recently.
Still working.
Yeah.
How the heck do they go to Abe Vigoda for a Snickers commercial?
He's different. He's out of the norm. But the thing is, nobody remembers him.
Yeah.
You know, here we go back again to World War I and Jack Dempsey. The people of today don't know these people.
Unless you're a TV lover, TV history historian.
And here it goes again, back in, KTLA or the CW is coming out with a new show called Manhattan. It's all about the Manhattan
Project. Yeah.
How many people know about the Manhattan Project? I guarantee you go down the street and do a survey.
And the funny thing about that is it found a home on KTLA, and that demographic is like 18 to 20.
Weird.
Or 18, and it's, I think it's primarily for females, and it's like 18 or 17 to like 27.
Gosh.
So how does that get sold?
That's crazy.
To the WB.
Yeah, I don't know.
Crazy.
Yeah.
World Cup, still going on.
Yeah, we play Germany on Thursday at 9 a.m. Pacific time, so you know there's going to be no traffic out in the streets, I think. Huh?
You know, the game the other day between Portugal and the USA, which we missed, but I TV'd it. We were at the Polo match. We'll get into that a little later. But that drew a 9 share, which
is the biggest ratings ever, right?
Yeah, biggest ratings ever, and they said that should be surpassed come Wednesday.
Wow.
9 o'clock Pacific Standard Time, noon, if you're in the East Coast, so that's a great time of the day to be watching a fantastic game. And speaking of high ratings and people going crazy, how about Mexico winning yesterday? And
they go crazy in the streets of L.A.?
The city of Huntington Park went absolutely berserk.
I don't understand these people. When the team wins,
absolutely berserk.
Yeah. Well, I guess they didn't cause any major damage. There were no cars flipped over. There were no fires.
There was about 10 people arrested. But
right.
The game ended.
Unlawful.
The game ended at 2:30, and the 10 o'clock news opened. They were still alive in Huntington Park with the SWAT team out there, the horses, and still causing...
I just don't get it.
I guess it happens so infrequently for the...
Let's win and let's tear apart the city.
Yeah, no kidding, right?
Yeah.
But like you said, nothing hostile, nothing other than...
Yeah, there were no cars turned over. There were nobody
fires,
was killed and maimed and injured.
A couple people were arrested, but...
Typical.
But boy, it's crazy.
Unlawful gathering or something they call that, I think.
Oh, yeah.
Is the crime.
What is that? Yeah.
Yeah.
But in a couple drunkards, and that's going to happen. But it's just kind of funny.
Yeah.
Hey, you know, being a fan is being a fan, and you know, a fan is short for fanatic. So
right.
What are you going to, you know?
What are you going to do?
But Italy was, as we drove up today, Italy was playing Costa Rica, I think.
Wow.
Now Italy is a powerhouse, and if they win today, they advance to the round of 16.
Wow.
And speaking of which, back to the U.S. again for the game the other day, 5 or 10 seconds away, as you say, for winning. If we get that, we don't allow that goal, we have a week off to chill, to
wow.
get ready. And not only do we advance, we have a week to prepare.
Yeah, well, it is one of those things.
That's
it
sports.
Happened, it's happened, we move on.
That's sports, right?
Yeah, I mean, our chances on Thursday are unlikely. However, we still have a chance.
No, well, they're not unlikely. They're pretty good. I mean, Germany, in my opinion, is the best team on the planet. But
right.
USA,
exactly.
But still, we have the same record. We each have
of
a
course
win.
We've got the same record here because we got lucky.
I mean,
come on.
Put it this way: we beat Ghana. Ghana tied Germany.
Sir?
So we beat a team that Germany could only struggle to tie.
All right, if you say so. Ask any soccer fan on the street there, man. They're going to give you a different opinion than what yours is.
What
right
are they going to say?
They're going to say that we don't stand a chance on Thursday, like I've been hearing.
No, that's not true at all. If you listen to sports radio like I do, you'll
come
be hearing these saying they have a pretty darn
come
good
on.
Chance. I haven't heard anybody say there's no chance.
Come on.
No,
I don't know where you're listening to.
I want to know who
Cracker Jack Radio?
Who are you listening to? Because that's
CNN, ESPN,
no,
Wall Street Journal, New York Times. ESPN Magazine?
No. Well, that's incorrect.
Come on.
Nobody's saying that.
You ask anybody on the street,
I will.
Man, they're not going to say that we stand a good chance to beat Germany on Thursday. Mind you, I'm going to be rooting for us on Thursday, but I'm not expecting us to win.
They don't have to beat them. All they have to do is tie.
Oh, so, right. Okay, yeah.
Well, I mean, that's all they have to do is tie. But anyhow, they have a good chance, very good chance.
Yeah. Well, everybody's entitled to their opinion in this country.
But that may be your opinion, but you're misrepresenting yourself when you say there's nobody out there that says – that the United States has a chance, because it's the opposite way, Mark. Everybody, and I mean everybody, is saying that they have a good chance.
Well, we agree to disagree, Bonehead,
well,
so let's advance on
well,
it. What's
again,
the next subject?
Again, we could disagree, but
right.
you're
well,
not
well,
making...
I am disagreeing. I am making well, sense. I haven't heard one person say anything that we're going to win on Thursday. Not one.
I didn't say win. I said a good chance of winning.
Oh.
But you're saying that we don't have a chance at all.
I don't think we're going to win on Thursday. That's
okay.
what I'm saying.
All right.
Yeah. I mean, I want us to.
Yeah.
I just
but
don't
I mean,
think we
but
will.
Again, you're claiming that you haven't heard anybody.
That's correct.
Claiming,
I haven't heard anybody say we're going to win on Thursday.
No, you're,
not one person.
You're claiming that everybody is saying that they don't have a chance. That's
no.
how you preluded this.
Well,
you said they don't
let me
have a chance.
Let me rephrase that. I haven't heard one person say we will win on Thursday.
You're not listening then. You're not listening.
Well, I'm listening. Yeah. You're saying we're going to win on Thursday?
I said we have a good chance of winning. That's what I'm saying.
I have a good chance of waking up tomorrow morning, too. That's not guaranteed, though, pal.
Boy, oh, boy, are you a downer.
No, I'm just really relaying the facts here.
That's not the facts.
I'm a realist, man.
But you're not listening. I don't know where you get this from, but you put on ESPN for 5 minutes and you get that?
Well, I haven't heard not one person say we've got a good chance of beating them on Thursday, Matt. Not one person.
But like I said, you put on ESPN for 5 minutes and that's what you think. Well, hey, how about this, kids? LeBron is gone. The dynasty is over.
He hasn't gone yet, Matt. He's just opting up. But
he's opted out of his contract.
Somebody's got to make him an offer, though, Matt, right, that he's, they can afford to take him on board. That hasn't happened yet, so therefore...
He is out.
He's not out.
He's out. Carmelo opted out yesterday, so the two of them are trying to get someplace as a team. They're shooting for Chicago.
Well,
that's the latest.
Once he signs, then he's out. Right, he's opting out, but they could make him an offer still. So we lose a couple other people in the Heat. They have enough money to pay him what he wants to stay. That's all it is.
But he's opted out. That means he's exploring. He's a free agent.
Exactly.
Right? He's a free agent.
Absolutely. But that doesn't...
Mark, he has a contract. He's already he's already guaranteed $20 million next year that he's deciding to pass on.
But if they come back with another offer, he can stay. He's opting out of the current contract as it is today. Yeah. If somebody offers him something better, he'll go. Nobody's made any offers yet.
This just happened this morning.
People are ready for this stuff, Matt. They know. They're ready to act right away.
Right. He's gone.
No, he's not gone yet.
He is gone. We're going to be seeing him playing the next season with Carmelo and Chicago kids.
Yeah. Chicago's got enough money for the two of them?
Yeah, if they both take 50% cutbacks.
Well, where are you at, Matt? These guys are going to take a 50% cutback in their check.
Yeah, $22 million each to $11 million each.
Boy, you're in fantasy land, man. Their main objective, especially LeBron, he's got his rings. His main objective isn't to take a $10 million cut. Nobody's going to take a cut like that.
Yeah, I know. I agree.
So he's not going to the Bulls. You've got to have the money to pay this guy what he wants.
LeBron is out.
Not from Miami yet. Not until somebody else takes him.
Wade is washed up and tired, and the dynasty that they once thought they were going to have has since ended.
Well, absolutely untrue. Absolutely untrue.
Big shout out to Steamboat Soap Company, our sponsor, because without them, we would not
be here today. I'm using their lip cream right now.
That's right. Use that lipstick cream and just put it on. A little bulky, though, the size.
It is a little big. It is a little big, especially if you're wearing jeans. If you're going, I'm wearing my suit, so I've got plenty of pockets.
I see you're wearing your suit without a tie today, with the casual look, I see.
Absolutely. Well, I don't know where you've been, pal, but this is Hollywood, man. Yeah. Ties went out with dodo bird.
I'm a taste maker and a fashion signatoire.
Pick up a issue of Esquire, pal. Half the people in there have lost their ties.
We are wearing ties. That's all I got to say.
Pick up something recent, buddy.
I always believe you can never overdress.
You're in the dark ages over there. Oh, yeah, absolutely you can overdress. There's no doubt about that.
The only time you can overdress is if you wear a tuxedo to a baseball game.
That's ridiculous. And I don't know where you get these statements. There's no such thing as overdressing.
You can never be overdressed.
Of course you can. I'm not going to get up and wear a suit when I'm going to the mall to go shopping.
Game? Why not?
Because that's overdressed.
So let me get this right. You're coming home from the office, and you got your suit and tie, and you stop off at Ralph's to pick up some
come on.
Oh, well, you're not going to put a suit
if
on
I'm
to
coming
go.
Home, and I'm dressed like that, and I got to stop to pick something up, that's not the way home. I
got
to pick something up.
Got done saying you're
you're scrambled big time here today, Matt.
You're not going to get dressed up.
I'm not
going to
get dressed. I'm already dressed up coming back from a business meeting. That doesn't mean I'm not going to go into the store because I got to pick something up.
That's what I'm saying.
No, it isn't.
Nobody's going to get dressed up to go to the store.
You just got done saying you can never be overdressed. Sure you can. No, I didn't say the store. I said you're out shopping. The mall, Matt.
Okay.
I'm not going to wear a suit to go to the mall to go shopping.
If you wake up in the morning and you say you're going to go shopping at the mall, you're not going to put a tie on.
Boy, somebody
course.
Gave you the scrambled pills you took this morning, pal. You are all mixed up today.
I got that from you.
Not at all, pal. I'm right on track here.
Lost again.
But I am not wearing a tie because that is the fashionable way to look here in L.A., pal. It ain't 1890 anymore, buddy.
Then why do you wear a tie at all?
Because I like to switch it up. I'll wear an ascot, I'll wear a bow tie, I'll wear a tie, or I won't wear a tie. You've
got
to mix up the fashion.
Well, you just got done saying, according to GQ, that ties aren't in Hollywood anymore.
That's right,
didn't
but that doesn't mean every day of the week, pal. Get off your trip today already. I don't know what you're hooked into over here. Then. All right, then, neither do I.
Boy,
you scrambled big time, bro.
Lost again.
Lost soul at sea, folks. I'd like to apologize for my partner here on the airwaves.
My apologies for Mark Harris.
There is no apology for you, pal. There is no apology for you.
That's just the way it's going today.
Good. I hope not. Now get on with the next subject, huh?
You tell me. What is it?
I don't know. You were right in the middle of something.
Big shout out to the San Diego Polo Club this weekend. We attended once again. Thank you very much to Lindsay Croner. Hopefully I pronounced her name correctly. She's the marketing director down there. We had an invitation to attend. It wasn't as crazy and as loud as it was on opening day, as we attended 3 weeks ago. But nice, beautiful weather, and it was a nice day out there to see the ponies running. The Sport of Kings.
That was very nice on Sunday. I enjoyed it.
Like I said, it wasn't as crazy as it was a couple weeks ago, but the crowds weren't there. So I like the crowds, though. I like it really
crowded.
Gives
you a good vibe.
Yeah.
I want to put a shout-out to one of our new clients. Just came on board today. We're participating in our upcoming Celebrity Gifting Suite on Rodeo Drive in Beverly Hills during Emmy Week in August. And, you know, we've always got new brands coming on board, and we can't name all of them all the time, but Garcinia Chews, it is a top-selling dietary supplement, and they have just been, I guess, admitted into the shelves at Vitamin Shop, which is a great nationwide shop where you can get dietary supplements, all sorts of great vitamins. It's a very safe, effective weight loss plan, and it's sports nutrition supplements. Their website is topsecretnutrition.com. And again, Garcinia Chews will be in our gift bag for our Emmy, or during the Emmy week in August. I believe it's August 16th. So
they just signed on today, I think.
Just signed on today. So that's how brands could get promoted on this radio show, The Tastemakers, by just sending us their participation form and saying they're on board. So again, thanks to Garcinia Chews, topsecretnutrition.com. I'm looking forward to getting my own supply of this product, because I've got a good 5 pounds that I've been trying to knock off for a number of months now. I'm going to the gym every day, but this last 5 pounds I just can't get rid of. So hopefully Garcinia Chews will help me reach that goal.
Well, speaking of our signatures, I'm going to go on the other end here. Instead of trying to save some or lose some weight, how about putting on some weight? Speaking of signing on new clients, we have one that just signed on yesterday, actually, Confetti Sweets in Edmonton, Edmonton, Alberta.
Right.
As we're hosting the official two-day backstage gifting suite for the Canadian Country Music Awards in September.
For the fourth year.
For the fourth year. Confetti Sweets just came on board. Their owner, Kathy Leskow, is the main baker and owner there. I guess they're an Edmonton bake shop. Chocolate chunk cookies are one of their favorites, and one of their signatures. Coconut, double chunk, ginger snaps, oatmeal raisin, which is one of my favorites, sugar, and peanut butter chunk. Now, that sounds really good. So those are a couple of their favorite signature cookies up there. So looking forward to tasting them when we get up there and having them involved with the gift bag opportunity. So, again,
I
big
love
shout
a good
out.
Cupcake.
Well, they're cookies.
Oh, cookies.
Again,
yep.
Good. Big shout out to Confetti Sweets and the owner, Kathy Leskow, in Edmonton, Alberta. So if you're hearing this in Edmonton, get out there and contact Confetti Sweets. Get to their website, confettisweets.ca. Check out their stuff, and if you're local.
Are they going to be there, or are they just in the gift
bag? They're just in the gift bag.
Okay.
They're just in the gift bag. But
are they going to have the cookies there, or is it just a certificate they're giving for the cookies?
Like I said, they just came on board yesterday. I'm assuming they're going to be providing the actual cookies. I mean, that's what we want. We want people to be eating them on the spot. We also want people coming in and you know, redeeming the gift certificates. But most importantly, we want people, including us, to be eating the cookies.
Speaking of eating, yesterday we had an audition in Hollywood, and on the way back we stopped off at Kettle Cooked Donuts in Hollywood. And had a cronut. How did you like? Did you taste it? How did you like it?
I loved it. I don't think it was worth the $4, though. But I loved it. It was. I loved everything about it. I liked the little glaze on it. It was like flaky. You know, it's the croissant donut thing. I mean, that's what the flakiness was great. And I loved the cream on the inside. What do you think of the cream?
Cream wasn't bad, but I would have preferred more of a cream cheese type filling. Yeah.
Well, my daughters and my wife both think that the cronut does not have cream. They insisted that the cronut does not have cream. So I completely disagreed.
Because when I told you I went to that one local bakery a few months ago, and they doing their own cronut thing, there was cream in there.
Yeah. Well, I did my research, and the cronut, which originated in New York, I think I forget the name of the French guy who created it.
Ansel.
Right. And I Googled it, and cream is in the original cronut. So
always thought there was. Yeah.
But my family didn't. So, again, cream does.
I made two attempts to get the cronut in New York at Ansel's place. And both times I went there, the line was a two-hour wait. The other time, they were already out.
Well, pal, what I understand is you got to be there at 6.
I was there at 6. I woke up early, took the subway out there, and got there with
Unlikely.
The line down the street.
Well, then you got to get there earlier next time. If you made the
no
second
thanks.
Attempt.
Not worth it.
No,
not
worth it. Like I said, I like what we had yesterday, but it wasn't worth $4.
Yeah.
I mean,
yeah, it's too much.
You know, I mean, it's Stan's Donuts in Westwood, which are the best donuts you ever get. They're $3.50.
I like Voodoo Donuts. Or is that, what are those from Portland? Was that Voodoo or Zombie or what were those donuts?
Overrated, though.
I thought they were fantastic.
No, they look good. They look cool, but they were just okay at best.
Oh, I love them. Yeah. Me and my wife ate almost the entire box ourselves.
Yeah. Oh, you probably just get the regular ones. You didn't get the
crazy
flavor.
I took a picture. Everyone was different flavors, different colors.
Four in my family, none of us thought we all thought they were just okay.
Three in my family, we all loved them.
Yeah.
Plus the individual who brought them out from Portland, who's a Portland native and loves them.
Wasn't worth the 45-minute wait that we had.
Oh, absolutely.
I guess that probably
took I didn't wait at all, but
That may have been part of the reasoning. I mean, after 45-minute wait, I want fantastic. Well, I don't want just okay.
Again, we disagree. I thought they were the best.
They look beautiful. The place is cool, other than the location. I mean, Portland has got that kind of cool grunge thing, but not the best location.
No,
but,
I loved them.
Just okay at best. Nice box. Nice box.
I see. Now, I think Stan's is just okay.
When was the last time you had a Stan's bar?
You gave me one about a year ago.
Okay.
Yeah. What, have they changed the recipe in the last year?
No.
Okay.
No, not at all. But, with the peanut butter, the peanut butter and jelly from Stan's, it's I challenge anybody to provide me with a better taste. The
Voodoo Donuts.
Donut place out in Glendora. I don't even remember the name of it.
Oh, come on. That doesn't even come close.
I haven't had it. No, that's what I'm saying.
Oh,
that's
I thought you've had it there before.
No, you didn't let me finish. I was going to say the strawberry filled donut, which I didn't have. That's their signature. It's supposed to be fantastic. It looks great. Mm-hmm. I have not had that, but I'm just saying
I have.
That's supposedly one of the best, if not the best.
Nope.
But then again, right around the corner from where I live, Love Donuts, LUV Donuts.
A regular donut shop.
And it is a fantastic donut for just being a regular donut.
It's a 95-cent donut, right?
$1.25.
Okay. Just like all the donuts are like pizza places. Yeah. They all taste the same, unless you've got a fantastic one. And
like
then other
Loves.
Ones. Like what?
Loves.
Come on.
Yeah.
Come on.
Or Stan's. Or
I got Monarch Donuts down the street from me. It's $1.20 for that as well. It's great, but it tastes a little bit better than the other
donut
shop.
You know where they got fantastic donuts? Was it Pasadena? The Chevrolet dealer. Oh, what's the Chevrolet dealership out there?
Oh, come on. Now we're talking to car lots?
Yeah.
They get it down the street?
No, they get it from a local.
Well, I know. They get it from the donut shop down the street.
Yeah, and I don't know where they got it from, but fantastic.
Joe's Donuts, Bob's Donuts, Peacock Donuts, they're all the same.
Fantastic.
Yeah, okay.
Big shout out to, while we're talking about fantastic food, Jimmy Dean's Burgers, Charbroiled. That's a hell of a burger for $3.
Yeah, but we just had Farmer Boy's Burgers the other night. I thought it was better than Jimmy Dean's.
Not at all.
Gosh, almighty.
$4.50 for a Big Mac, and it's crap. It's good.
It's not crap. Big Mac is good.
I love
a Big Mac.
Not for $4.50, though.
It's not worth $4.50, but I love a Big Mac.
Yeah. Well, you like the Whopper.
Love the Whopper. As a matter of fact, I love the Whopper better than the Big Mac.
I only eat the Big Mac if I have to at the airport.
You're lost. Yeah. Well, I'm not going to pay $4.50 for a Big Mac. I mean, I like the Big Mac, but I'm not going to pay $4.50
No,
for it.
I mean, the burger, the Whopper, I don't even care what it costs. It was $2.50.
Oh, I love it. Extra sauce. Extra secret sauce on the Whopper. Bring it over. Make it a double.
Yeah.
And throw in some onion rings.
Onion rings at Burger King?
Yeah,
they're terrible.
Yes, sir. Good stuff. Good eating.
Oh, boy. Speaking of yesterday, where were we again? Before
the audition. We had an audition for the new Craig Ferguson game show that's coming out in the fall. We made it to final 20?
I guess it's
a knockoff of the old Taboo, I guess is what it is, or like Hollywood Game Night.
Yeah, it's based on the game, a board game.
Celebrities are there every day, and it's produced by what's her face?
I don't get this Craig Ferguson. I'm watching him last night, and he is talking to that robot thing. He's
awful.
I do not get that.
No.
He looks a mess. His tie's always undone. He's got that, Scottish or Irish? Nothing wrong with that, though. But he just does not look like he fits in there. And what is with that robot thing?
Stupid.
What is that?
Yeah.
Somebody actually came up with that and said, let's put this robot thing here. And I'm watching, I'm thinking, this is terrible. And I thought to myself, after auditioning for the show yesterday, how do they go to Craig Ferguson to... So he's been replaced by that one guy, right?
He's an African-American guy. I don't know what he does. Or he's a comedian.
So where's Craig Ferguson going? Is he going to the game show?
He decided he's done it for 10 years. He wants to move on, which is strange. When you've got a regular paying gig like this and you're on network and it's a late-night show, you got to wonder, is he getting bumped out? But he's getting bumped out for this other guy that nobody's ever heard of, probably not the case.
Didn't he have in his contract that he was supposed to go into the late night show thing after Leno retired?
I think,
or Letterman. He was supposed to go
Letterman. Yeah, I think he had the first choice, and I guess maybe he opted out. I don't know.
Yeah, I think actually he was in the contract. He was supposed to replace Letterman, but then they opted out with him, and they went with that other Joker that I never watched. What's his name? Who's replacing him?
I don't know. Who's
the guy with
Kilbert.
The glasses. Yeah, right.
It's Colbert.
Yeah,
right. I never understood
so,
him.
So yeah, so I guess maybe Craig Ferguson decided. There were the sirens. Boy, it's a hook and ladder.
Hook and ladder. That means somebody must have stubbed their toe.
Or broke their leg or something.
Yeah. Here we go. Here's the second one. Then we got a fire truck, or then we've got an ambulance and a paramedic and a cop. I love it, folks. Here in L.A., all you got to do is stub your toe and talk about wasted there it goes. Talk about wasted resources.
The
they send out the hook and ladder. They send out a fire truck. They send an ambulance. They send a paramedic and a cop car. This is all for any call that you make. In the meantime, you've got a hook and ladder coming to somebody that fell and maybe broke their arm, broke their leg, or their foot or whatever. And why do you need the hook and ladder? That's a lot of money to get that out there. And it's just something that really ticks me off because, you know, here you are with these budgets, restraints, and everybody's got their...
Where was I last week and I saw two paramedics? They had the hook and ladder. There was like nothing going on, but there was two paramedics there.
I don't know, but I mean, it really gets me. Wasted resources. I just...
Well, actually, now that I'm thinking about it, I guess they'd need two paramedics if two people were injured, right?
Well, I guess you have to know ahead of time, but there's always... It doesn't matter if it's one person injured or not. You got the ambulance and you got the paramedic. They all come out together.
So where do they get the
wasted resources?
Where do they get the hook and ladder? Like, what?
I don't know.
That's like for a high rise, right?
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
Oh, there was another one. That's three. Now they might be going to a fire.
Yeah.
You know, granted, they might be, but
I gotta say, I don't think I've ever seen a hook and ladder in use.
Absolutely. You know, I was at Chick-fil-A the other day for lunch, and we walked in. There were four firemen eating their lunch outside. We were inside for a while. We left. Those four firemen were still sitting there just kicking back. You know, nothing against the firemen. They do a great job when they're needed, but it's just wasted resources. I thought the firemen are supposed to – they hang around the firehouse cooking chili and cooking burgers and hot dogs. They're at the fire station for dinner and evenings, for lunch and dinner.
So you're saying you saw a fireman crew eating fast food?
Well, it was Chick-fil-A, yeah. But what I'm saying is the fact is that they were there before we got there. And we left, they were still there. I thought that the firemen, they stay at the firehouse until they get called out for a mission.
Maybe they were off duty because you can't leave the firehouse.
They had the fire truck with them. It was parked out there in the parking lot.
Were they eating in-house or taken out?
They were eating right there. Like I said, we pulled up. The fire truck is out there. They're eating. We were in. We left. They're still there. Firemen are to be at the firehouse until they're needed to go out on a call. That's why they're with the kitchen facilities. They're cooking lunch. They're cooking dinner. They're washing the trucks. They're there until they're called out. They're not going to take the truck and go out and use it.
Had to be
again,
a reason.
I've seen the fire trucks, firemen out there before with their fire trucks. Again, abuse of resources. I think you know, it's just a.
Well, there had to be a reason. They can't just
why that they were there having lunch.
Yeah,
they were hungry.
No, but I mean, because like you said, they can't leave the station.
Well, I don't know if they can. I assume
well,
they can.
They can't because, I mean, if there's a call, what do they do? They put their burger down, they run?
Yeah, I guess. I don't know.
Maybe there had to be a reason. I don't know.
I don't know either.
But three of them just went by. There was no ambulance, though, so...
So it might be a fire. But even for a fire, they got to get that
that's
stuff.
That's what I'm saying. Especially for a fire, they got to have a fire truck or an ambulance or paramedics. I saw Emergency, the big hot show in the 70s. Remember that?
Yeah, I don't
Robert
know.
Robert Fuller and... Dixie,
and
Dixie was the head nurse there. Gosh.
All right. Well, anyhow, we've had enough of that. Let's get to a subject, and the subject I want to talk about today is Vegas, Las Vegas, and you know they've had their downtimes, they've had their uptimes, but for the most time, whenever you go to Vegas, you know we're there every January for Miss Nevada, and even there in January when it's cold. It's cranking. Vegas is happening. Mm-hmm. Regardless of the recession, regardless of the depression, Vegas is always happening. There's always new stuff going on. And this new place that just opened up.
New place?
Boutique hotel called the Cromwell. I like the way that sounds.
Yeah.
Just opened in the old Barbary Coast and Bill's Gambling Hall location at the corner of Las Vegas Boulevard and Flamingo.
The only hotel in all of Las Vegas that has a rooftop pool.
You're saying on the Strip? right? On the Strip?
No, the only hotel in Vegas that has a rooftop.
Rooftop pool?
Yeah.
I thought it was rooftop pool in the Strip.
No, yeah. The only hotel with a rooftop pool.
Nobody else has a rooftop pool.
Nobody else has a rooftop pool. That's one of the big things here. Little things like that make a big difference, and you go, huh, wow, wow. So, and Jada's got her own restaurant there, Jada De Laurentiis, her first one. A lot of people don't like her.
Huh.
A lot of people think she's arrogant. She's she's
we've met her. I thought she was very pleasant.
She's very
and cordial and friendly.
Yeah, the consensus though is she's uppity and arrogant, and she thinks she's too good. But I don't see that.
$30 risotto. I will be sampling it when I'm in Vegas next week, folks. I'm going there on Monday, so I'm having dinner at Jada at the Cromwell next Monday night. So if you're in town around 8 p.m. on Monday night. Come on by and say hello.
Where are you going to be staying?
At the Wynn, of course. You've got to stay at the Wynn. It's my favorite place.
Well, other than the Cromwell, there's another new hotel that's going to be opening up pretty soon.
The SLS, which is owned by the SLS Group, which owns the...
Oh, I think it's the SBE Group, isn't it?
Oh, SBE Group, right. Mm-hmm. They own the SLS Hotels, which they've gotten...
Katsuya's.
And what's that club? Is that Hyde? Do they own Hyde?
They own Hyde. They own all the Katsuya's. They own... There's another big club, too. They own a couple of them.
The other SLS hotels are in Los Angeles and Beverly Hills and in Miami Beach. So this is the first SLS in Vegas, which is being built in the old Sahara Hotel
location. I like that
location.
Sahara. It was ancient, but we stayed there about 15 years ago when it was on its way out.
Wow.
Then. But I think they closed down about – how long? When did they close down?
They've been down for years, I think.
Like how many years?
Two or three.
Okay.
Yeah.
So you tell me like 3 years ago, if you wanted to, you could have stayed there.
No, I think it was closed. Yeah, it was closed. Yeah. Well, I don't know. Maybe it was longer. I don't know.
Yeah.
Could be. But I remember they had that NASCAR thing out in the front there, that racetrack or the NASCAR restaurant. So I can't remember that being that far ago.
Do you remember they had the water park right there too?
Was it part of the Sahara?
No, but it was right next
door. Oh, next door. Yeah, yeah.
That's closed down too.
Yeah.
And that's right in between the old fun. Well, the Fontainebleau that was never completed.
No, never finished.
So I wonder how it's going to do at the end of the Strip there by the Stratosphere. And it's across the street, I think, from that Strip joint, the Olympia Club or the Olympus or something.
And the world's largest souvenir store.
Oh, but again, you know what? The place is catty corner too there. It's the Steer.
Oh, yeah. It's been there since the 50s,
it's
right?
It's been there since the 40s or 50s where all the Rat Packers used to go.
It's a steakhouse, right?
Yeah. The Steer and Horn or whatever. Fantastic looking. You walk in there, it looks like you walked into circa 1960 with Frank Sinatra and Dean Martin, but it's hidden.
Wow. But in answer to your question, how will it do? I think it'll do great.
Really?
I think if it was something other than the SLS, I would have said it probably not. But
Low rates, I think 140 for the room.
Yeah, I think the SLS, it's got that new hip. Again, like I said, they're in Vegas, they're in South Beach, they're in Beverly Hills. They own Katsuya, they own the clubs. It's a hip, new, trendy place. So I think it's just going to be, you know, just like the Palm did really well, and that's off the Strip over there. So this has a little bit more going for it than the Palm.
You know, when I'm in Vegas, I want to be able to walk out of a hotel and...
Right in the heart of the action.
Yeah. If you're downtown, at least there's a lot of stuff. I'm not endorsing downtown, but you
other
walk
than
out,
the Golden Nugget,
but
yeah.
You walk out and you're surrounded by things to do in hotels. You walk down the Strip and you're surrounded by everything, but you walk out of this place and
you're
there's
talking about the
SLS,
yeah.
There's nothing to the left. There's
Circus in the Riviera,
yeah. And then the only thing to the right is the Stratosphere, which is a pit.
Right,
Riviera's a pit. Circus is a pit. So if you're this, I guess they're basically saying if you're a hipster and you're staying here, you're not walking anywhere. You're hopping in your Ferrari or your
you're either staying
Maserati.
There or you're hopping into a car and going someplace.
Going elsewhere.
Yeah.
So you're going to have to deal with traffic. Just going down the Strip to go anywhere then.
Yeah.
Well, actually, right in back of it is the
Hilton.
The Hilton.
Or what it's called, LVH now, I think, right?
Yeah. Which is, I think that is... geared towards 80%
tourist groups
and
seniors.
Asian clientele,
yeah.
but they do have the largest sports book in Las Vegas.
Wow.
So go figure that. But yeah, when you hear Las Vegas Hilton, if you're not already thinking Elvis Presley, I'm thinking tourist.
Yep.
Well, Vegas is tourist, but this particular place, I'm thinking like tour buses of people.
Yeah. So Vegas is great. It's still happening. I mean, now it's the summer. It's 107 degrees there today.
You're going to be doing that Ferris wheel?
No. It's too much money. I'm not going to pay $35 to go up in a Ferris wheel.
$40 after 6 p.m.
Yeah, you know, and I'd rather
tallest
do the
one
evening.
The largest one on the planet.
Yeah. So me and the wife, it's $80 to go up in the Ferris wheel.
Yeah.
That's ridiculous.
I'm going to be there in August, and I'm definitely doing it.
Yeah.
because it just looks, I mean, it's pricey.
Well, you're going to go alone. I mean, you're not going to, your wife isn't going to go up.
Carrie said she's going.
Up in the Ferris wheel?
She's been to the London Eye in London, and that's the second tallest one in the world.
You guys ain't laying out $80 to go up in a Ferris wheel.
I am. It's the tallest one in the world. I am.
I know that.
Yeah.
$80, though. Who cares if it's the tallest one in the world?
Well, that's why.
$80.
Yeah.
No, thanks. We'll pass on that one.
Looks pretty neat.
Yeah,
I was there in March. It was all ready to open, and boy, what a, I mean, wow, cool. 40 people in a gondola, whatever you want to call
it. Yeah, it's another thing. I don't want to be rushed with 38 other people out there.
But I don't
all stinky tourists.
That's probably Saturday night, those stuff, you know. But, I mean,
well,
or New
summer,
Year's
it's
Eve.
Going to be like that anytime, I guess.
Mean, I can't see that.
I don't know. I got to see how it's going. I mean, I just can't see a lot of people spending $40
well,
to open it.
Well, I can see a lot of people, but I can't see 40 in each one. I mean, 40 in each gondola.
Mm-mm.
I mean, I think there's like 15 of them, so that's like 500 people at any given time waiting. So I don't even know why they had to make it so big. They're not going to fill 40 at each time. I think they have a bar in each one, too.
Mm-mm.
You know?
Crazy.
What's it called? It's called the...
High
Roller.
The High Roller.
And check out the old Imperial Palace now, which is the...
Oh, that's right. The queue, right?
No, it's the...
The Link.
No, is it the Link? Yeah, it's the Link.
Yeah.
It looks good.
Well, when we were there last in January, the outside looked good, but the inside was still the old Imperial Palace.
What you going to do?
Well,
end of everything. you
got to do something with the inside, too.
The outlook, the looks on the outside will draw the people in.
No,
actually,
Vegas
is called
the
Link?
All,
it's called something else.
I don't know.
Though.
I'm thinking the Link. L-I-N-Q.
Yeah.
L-I-N-Q.
Huh.
But it's Vegas, and...
So they got that new hotel, which is redesigned.
Oh, and also the hotel, which is by Mandalay Bay. Mm-hmm. Is turning into the Delano Hotel.
Ah. Oh, hey, so we have a free night there then. When we did the Food Network. Because that's under... Who
owns? But how long is our thing good for? Because it becomes the Delano like in August or September, I think.
Yeah,
so
I'm pretty sure... hotel chain owns that? The Delano.
It's the Morgan Group.
Yeah, right. That's right. Okay, cool. Great. So we got a free night.
Yeah.
I think it's valid 6 months after it opens. Up until six months after it opens.
Okay, good.
Where did I put my card?
Oh, I got mine. The Morgan Group. Yeah, great.
Yeah.
So it's the old The Hotel, which is the top 15 floors of the Mandalay Bay.
So when I hear Delano, I think South Beach and South Beach style. Are they going to do anything different to...
It's the top 10 floors of the hotel.
Yeah,
so
they're not going to do anything. I mean, it's
well,
just...
Well, you know, I'm sure
like
they might.
Like I said, when I hear Delano, I think South Beach.
Right. But this is a little bit different because it's, again, it's the top 10 floors. So it's not like you can make the outside look cool. It's just you have to change the inside. But the inside was always pretty cool.
Yeah, but now all of a sudden it's Delano.
So, I don't know.
The names have changed to protect the innocent.
Yeah.
Speaking of protecting the innocent, Fargo. Did you see the Critics' Choice Awards last week?
Awful show. Most of the people that were on nominated or the shows that were nominated, I didn't know what they wore other than The Orange was Just the New Black, which I watched over the weekend. We binged, which was great. But the show was boring, I thought. But you know, Billy Bob Thornton won for Fargo.
They won. Three or four. They won for Best Show, I think. He won, and then that woman won for Best Actress.
Mm-hmm.
So, and then they got another one, too. So like four. So it was like a sweep.
Yeah.
So,
great show.
Yeah, great show.
I mean, Fargo was a great show. The award show was lousy.
Yeah. Critics' Choice. Fourth annual. I guess they could only get better, right?
I don't know.
I mean, usually the first couple years of any show, aren't they?
Not
like
an award
bombs?
Show. It's an award show.
Yeah.
And four or five people that won didn't even show up.
Yeah, that's a record,
you know?
In my opinion. Yeah.
So that's terrible.
I guess they had better things to do. I mean, but Matthew McConaughey was there. He's a huge name.
Yeah,
huge
he was
name,
there.
But he was there.
Mm-hmm.
Keep on living.
Yeah, right on, right on, right on.
Keep on living is a new thing, though.
Keep on living.
Sam Rubin, was he? He was the host.
He wasn't the host,
no.
He wasn't the host.
Cedric the Entertainer was the host.
Yeah.
Yeah, how did they get him? He hosted the Soul Train Awards a couple years ago.
Yeah.
No thanks.
No.
I mean, how did they get him with the Critics' Choice Awards?
I don't know. Didn't like it.
Yeah, Sam Rubin hosted the red carpet.
Yeah.
Stink bomb.
Yeah.
We like Sam, I think, right?
Yeah, he's good. He's a good guy.
Yeah.
Hey, I want to put a big shout out again to our sponsor, because if it wasn't for our sponsor, this show would not be available for you all to listen to right now. Steamboat Soap Company has great products. Right now I'm using lip balm. Lip cream, sorry. Yeah. Soap, creams, lotions, potions.
And rinse.
And rinse. Wow.
Yeah, got to look into that rinse.
Steamboatsoap.com. Go there, buy the products online. You can buy it at Anthropologie across the country and in London, England. So,
hey, new show starting tonight on FX, Tyrant.
Oh, yeah, I'm TiVoing that. Oh, actually, I'm not TiVoing that one. I'm TiVoing Oh, I am TiVoing that because I'm watching that Celebrity Wife Swap tonight.
Oh, that should be a good one.
Yeah.
Heidi and Spencer.
Yeah.
And who are they swapping with? Some Olympian, right?
Yeah. Possibly. I forget. But but anyway, back to Tyrant. It looks good. They've been pitching it all year.
Yeah.
Looks interesting. FX is always on the edge, so it's more gritty, more action,
more
violence.
Is that about terrorists or what?
No, not terrorists.
Hey, speaking of terrorists, real quick switch over. Did you see 24 last night?
I did. It was good. I liked it.
Excellent.
So now we're halfway through the season, I guess. So now we're flipping the plot line a little bit in here because we got the villains who were both killed yesterday.
Yeah, that was great.
Yeah.
So wow. That was a good show. It started really slow. The first two episodes were really slow, but it escalated to, real good.
Yeah.
I mean, real good. William Devane, who plays the president, last week when we thought he was killed by the bomb or whatever, missile, he was a holograph?
I didn't quite get that.
I mean, they didn't even go into that. Just all of a sudden.
It made no sense.
Thanks, Jack, for doing that. How did he do it?
But it looked like it was a holograph or a video of him sitting down there. It was kind of silly, but nobody's going to ask questions.
I guess when you're enjoying television, you can't question
everything. Right.
But still good stuff.
Go Kings. Go Kings.
Go Kings.
World champion Kings.
Where's that cup?
Yeah.
We didn't even get a chance to see it.
I'd like to see the cup.
Where was it? It was on a parade in Hermosa Beach last week. Where is it today?
It was in downtown, and then it was in Hermosa Beach, then it was in Vegas the next day. I think it's traveling the world
did
now.
Did you ever get to their website to find out their schedule?
I went to the website, and it didn't have a schedule.
How about that? Yeah. How are you supposed to?
I guess you wait and hear, for instance.
Local news?
Yeah. If it's going to be somewhere, they're going to say it.
I know a couple of years ago when they won, we came very close, minutes from seeing it at some park in Glendale.
Yep.
Now, how do we find out about that? Was that posted?
I think we heard it on the radio. Somebody said, if you're in Glendale at 12 noon, go and check out the Stanley Cup. Hmm. So it's just hearing the right information at the right time.
I know it made an appearance at Dodger Stadium last week.
Yeah. Yeah, Vince Scully got to see it.
Vince Scully got to see
it. He was up there in the Vince Scully booth.
I mean, I want to see the damn thing.
Yeah.
And, the team doesn't get it. They keep the cup for a year. But 8 months out of the year, it's traveling.
Wow.
So you're the Kings, and it's not like you're the Yankees where you got 20 trophies or the Dodgers where you have World Series trophies or you got the Super Bowl trophy. You borrow it.
Yeah.
And did you hear, as far as the names are concerned, how they engrave everybody's name on there?
Yeah.
And after the lowest level is completely filled, they remove the top tier. And
Right?
Yeah. Because I always used to think, how in the world can they keep, you have limited space on there. So when the last spot is filled, all the people that are being engraved for the LA Kings, that'll be on the cup for 55 years before it's removed.
55 years?
55 years before it's removed.
Hmm.
Isn't that crazy?
Hmm.
And then it goes into the Hockey Hall of Fame, the tiers that they remove. And I think there's only one or two, there's two tiers that are in some museum already.
Huh.
Yeah.
Who cares about seeing the tiers in the museum?
Well, I want to see them. There's no room to have all the names.
Well, but you're saying you're putting the tier. They're just putting the strip?
Well, the circle. The entire circle. They remove it.
Unfortunately, we are not on Storage Wars for the next week. So
are
if you
kidding?
Are looking forward to seeing the Harris brothers on the Storage Wars, we are not on for the next week. So
speaking of Storage Wars,
that's right. It is tragic,
Dan Dotson, Dan and Laura Dotson, the two auctioneers on the show. Dan's the main auctioneer. Last week, he suffered a double
brain
aneurysm.
Yeah.
Just hit you.
He had brain surgery the other day. He's out recovering. He's back on track to full recovery.
Our prayers and thoughts and well wishes go out to the Dotson family. Like you just said, he's on his way to a slow recovery.
Yeah. Yeah, he had the brain surgery, and he was in they already posted pictures out of the hospital room, and he looked fine.
Yeah, speaking of those pictures, I saw TMZ yesterday. TMZ claimed that the cameras for the reality show for Storage Wars have been rolling through this ordeal.
See, I doubt that. You're having brain surgery. They're not going to allow cameras there.
Well, you saw Dan Dotson in the hospital. He was giving his thumbs up.
Yeah, the picture of him. Yeah. So he had a successful brain surgery.
Yeah.
Which is great. I think he already retweeted something the other day. So, like Matt said, our prayers and thoughts go out to the Dotson family and speedy recovery and hope to see you back in season 6.
Yeah.
In the meantime, we are not back this year or this week. So keep looking, keep watching A&E. It's on throughout the week, throughout the days. It's always running it, so but we're not on for the next week, so you'll get a Harris Brothers break.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, right? But in the meantime, you can still follow us on Twitter, twitter.com/WowHollywood. And please friend us on Facebook. That is facebook.com/wildcreations. This way you're up to date on where we're at, what we're doing, pictures of everything that's been going on, because we're always here, we're always there, we're always doing everything. So Twitter, Facebook, go to LinkedIn. Follow us on LinkedIn. Be one of our friends on LinkedIn. MySpace. We're there on MySpace, believe it or not. Some people think that MySpace is dead. Pretty much it is dead. Also Flickr. Flickr.com. Wild Creations is on Flickr. And you can listen to us here every Tuesday morning, 11 a.m. Tastemakers here live around the world.
We're global.
Yeah. If you're interested in participating in any Wild Creations gifting events, we're doing everything.
We're doing something this weekend.
This weekend. We're doing BET. The BET experience in downtown Los Angeles. We're doing the official gifting suite for Saturday and Sunday this weekend. So wildcreationsmedia@gmail.com. Send us an email. We'll tell you what we got going on. We'll send you all the details. But it's important to follow us, listen to us, watch us. We've got an article coming out soon in Fine Lifestyles magazine. So stay tuned.
Finelifestyles.ca.
Yeah. So follow us weekly, and we'll let you know when the article is being posted and what's going on, what events we're doing. We auditioned for this TV show yesterday. We've got this gifting suite coming up this weekend. So the Harris Brothers are always doing something all the time.
Yes, we are.
You know. So
did you give out the website, Mark?
Oh, wildcreationsmedia.com. So until next week, ladies and gentlemen.
We bid you farewell.
You're listening to Mark and Matt Harris, the Tastemakers, right here on LA Talk Radio.
So we just got some from Chris.